Now let's move on, and we're going to go to Ballybunion next and to chat to Siobhan Slattery, who is the Transition Year Coordinator in St. Joseph's Secondary School. And she joins us to tell us about something that the Transition Year students are up to, which I think is a little bit different and a little bit nice. Siobhan, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Deirdre.
Lovely to talk to you. Tell us what your students are up to. They're taking over Cliff House Hotel, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So next Tuesday, the 16th of May, what we're doing, and we've done it every year for the past couple of years, is our transition year group in the school go down to the local hotel, the Cliff House Hotel, and they work all day in the hotel and basically set up a restaurant for their parents and their families in the evening. And so it's excellent. We've done it before, kind of at Christmas time, and the last couple of years now we've done it kind of around this time of year. So they go down all day Tuesday and they'll be working in the kitchens. For the past couple of days now we've been working on menus. They're going to be sourcing ingredients from local suppliers and everything. So it's an excellent opportunity for them to like learn so much about, I suppose, the whole restaurant and the whole hospitality industry.
Oh,
so
fantastic. Is that the idea behind it, Siobhan, that they'll get first-hand experience of working in the real world, etc.?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I suppose the reason behind it is just to get, I suppose, students used to, I suppose, the runnings of kind of hospitality. But there's so much, different opportunities for them. And I was only going through with the class today. Some of them are going to be working.
Oh, I think we've lost Siobhan. Are you there, Siobhan? Yeah, sorry, you were going to say, the phone line dropped there for a second. You were just explaining the thinking behind it and what you hope they'll learn.
Yeah, so I suppose we're hoping that they'll learn kind of every aspect of the hospitality industry. That some will be in the kitchens, with the chef, the professional chefs on the day. Others will be, with the in the office part and doing some admin, typing up menus and so on. Others will be learning how to set tables and take orders and everything. So it was first-hand experience that if any of the students have never had a part-time job, which most of them haven't because they're only 15 or 16, that they get this full day of essentially learning all about the hospitality industry, and that will help them then in the summer, when they're looking for their part-time jobs and even in college. So it's excellent. It's such an amazing opportunity for them.
Yeah, that's fair play to Cliff House Hotel as well for giving them the opportunity to do this.
Yeah.
So a bunch of, how many 15, 16-year-olds are we talking about?
We've had about 20.
About 20. 20. And I presume, I know it's all happening on one day, but I'd say a lot of work goes into it before it actually happens.
Yes. So this week now, I suppose we're particularly busy organising. I suppose that we're trying to invite all of their parents and their family, and we're trying to open it up this year, especially to the local community. So anyone in Ballybunion who is anyway interested in coming should definitely think about it. We put up kind of on our school social medias as well. And so we're trying to, obviously, the more people that we can get to come to the event, the better experience it is for the students, because they have more, meals to prepare, more orders to take, more tables to set up, etc. So we're trying to encourage as many people as possible to come to the event next Tuesday.
Yeah.
So really looking forward to it.
Any idea what's on the menu, Siobhan, or is that a state secret?
No, it's not a secret. So we're trying to, that's what we were deciding today. So starters, we're thinking a soup and then maybe some sort of tartlet. Main course then, we're trying to accommodate for everyone, I suppose. We'll probably have one feast option and then maybe chicken for the other main course. And then dessert-wise then, that was a hot topic that we were trying to decide. But I think we've settled on, a chocolate dessert and then maybe a cheesecake as well. So we're kind of trying to finalise that between today and tomorrow.
Fantastic. And are the young people excited about it?
Yeah, they are very excited. So we've got the class now dividing them up into groups today as to, who wants to be part of the waiting staff, who wants to be in the kitchen and so on, and some of them want to be in both places at once. So we're trying to organise who can be where. And as well as that, on the night, we're actually going to have some music as well. So we have one girl, for example, who actually plays the saxophone. So we're all very trying to convince her to play a few tunes for us at the start. And we have another student, who plays the flute and so on. So we're trying to organise it so it's not just dinner, we're going to start hopefully around 5:30 on the 16th. And parents and the family will come in. There'll be a lovely atmosphere. There'll be music playing and the music will be from the students. And then they'll be going in and sitting down for their three-course dinner and served by the students, cooked by the students. So everything is by the students, which is amazing, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a fantastic idea. Yeah. And would a lot of the students have cooked before? Would they have done home economics, or would some of them be doing this for the first time?
Yeah, so I suppose we have a mixture. So I teach home ec myself, And so some of the students will have done home ec for junior search, but then there's quite a few who haven't. And what we actually discovered, so we did this last year as well, and what we actually discovered was some students who never did home ec for third year actually picked it up in fifth year because they enjoyed this day so much in transition year that they kind of said, God, I'm actually very interested in cooking. I actually, you know, I have an interest in nutrition. And all of a sudden then they picked up home ec and now some of those students are in fifth year. So, I mean, it's amazing as well that it's had such an uptake on the subject.
And you know what? Isn't this, Siobhan, what education is all about? Because you could be reading textbooks until the cows come home, but until you roll up your sleeves,
I could give a 10-hour lecture on on trying to cook something or whatever, but if you once you do a practical lesson on it and actual first-hand experience, I mean, that's the memories and that's where they're actually going to learn, you know.
Fantastic. So briefly, Siobhan, it's happening when again?
So it's happening next Tuesday, the 16th. It's on at 6 o'clock, so guests can arrive at 5:30. What we're trying to do, I suppose, is pre-book if we can, because the students, like I said, are going to be working with the local businesses to order in the ingredients and so on. So I suppose if anyone is interested in coming, again, we'd love for as many as possible to come. And the tickets, they're €30 for the three-course meal, so starter, main, dessert. They can get in contact with the school, so they can ring St. Joseph's Secondary Ballybunion, and the secretary will pass on the
information
to myself. Or they can email me either. So my own email is slattery@sjse.com.
Brilliant.